have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson and Happy Men History Month. August is Men History Month. So I want to hear your Men History Month moment. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, a doozy. Is there anyone smarter than you? Is there anyone smarter than you? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just don't have time to sit and watch it, but you wish you could listen as you're doing what you're doing, what it look like you're doing, what you're doing, express yourself. You can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you still can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Excuse me. And we take all calls, but we have set aside Thursday for the Bible Thumpers because we love the Bible Thumpers. And the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time in communication. And the primary reason is because they're not clear as to how to communicate when it comes to religion. They have in their mind the word, in the mind is the word of God, God was the word of God in the beginning. And so they'll ask you a question or make a statement about God or the Bible or whatever. But before, when you try to communicate, all they have is another scripture. So we decide we love the Bible Thumper. So Thursdays is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, look!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why?
I can't believe you people follow a man. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Alawaba-ism, white supremacism, Debbie Da-ism, or anti-Semitism. No isms! And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you will become free. It's a spiritual thing. It's either right or wrong. No gray area. Yesterday, I went up to do an interview, and on my way back to the office, I was driving down the street, and I ran across Elon Musk's new cafe. I was like, wow, that's Elon Musk's restaurant right there. I was right there. I went and I pulled up near the parking lot. I didn't go in. I saw the big screen theater. It's amazing that in such a small area, they were able to put a big screen theater there, outdoor screen theater, and a big cafe and parking lot. It's weird. It was interesting. So you can check it out. It's new. It's interesting. It's different. I was surprised. I was right there. I was like, what the? So one of these old days, I might go up there and have lunch or something, kind of check it out. It's a spiritual battle, folks, and the world gone crazy. One of the things the interviewer asked me yesterday, was it going to get better? Are you looking forward to things to getting better in America? I'm like, no, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. And he asked, is this hell on? Where is hell? He asked. And I informed him that hell right here inside of human beings. And then it's at another location once you drop your body. And if you live a life of hell, you drop your body in the state of hell, you're stuck. You are stuck in hell for eternity, right? But if you drop your body in a state of heaven, you're in heaven forever. And so, but hell is right here, living through human beings. It's and I understand it now. I didn't before, but it's amazing how cruel human beings treat one another. Even when they're smiling in your face, all the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. It's mind-blowing. This is hell on earth. And what's interesting is that unless you're paying attention to self, unless you're living from within, you'll see misery all around you. You feel misery in yourself. But you won't understand why it's that way. And you'll tell yourself, oh, it's just natural. It's just the way it is. Things will get better when you get to heaven, you say. And you're going to kind of accept it as good and the way it is. Isn't that amazing? Human nature is evil. Did you hear about this black soldier? According to this report, a black soldier shot Army base co-workers. I don't know, Derek, do they say he was black? Oh, there's a picture of him. CBS Chicago. A sergeant shot 5 soldiers Wednesday at one of the country's largest Army bases before he was quickly tackled by other Fort Stewart troops, forcing a brief lockdown. Watch this from Chicago, CBS Chicago.
Marine soldiers now being credited for their bravery. They immediately took action. The Army says there's no doubt they prevented other people from being shot.
Frantic moments at Fort Stewart Army Base in Georgia after the Army says 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford shot 5 of his fellow soldiers in the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team area.
Shooting occurred at the soldier's place of work. It did involve his co-workers. We're still not certain about the motivations.
The wounded were treated at the base, then brought to a hospital. All five soldiers are in stable condition and expected to recover.
They've got the base completely blocked. Completely.
Truck driver Ron Peavy witnessed the chaos after entering the base.
And all you've seen and heard was the law enforcement whizzing by. Initially, my thought was we were at war with Russia.
The Army says Radford used a personal handgun to carry out the crime and not a military weapon.
We're going to have to determine how he was able to get a handgun to his place of duty. Soldiers in the area immediately tackled the soldier, subdued him, that allowed law enforcement to then take him into custody.
The Army sergeant has had previous contact with law enforcement. He was arrested for a DUI in May during a traffic stop. The military was unaware of that arrest.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? What amazing, huh? And I wonder how he got the gun into his base there. So I'm being told right now by Hake that he heard that guns are that Army bases are oftentimes gun-free zones. Is that true? How can that be? How are you going to practice to use a gun if you can't have a gun on the military base? Are you sure about that?
I think that it's true. Trump is military news 2018. Trump said in 2018 he would review policies that keep troops from carrying personal weapons onto military bases. If we can't have our military holding guns, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because there was remember the Fort Hood shooting by that Muslim guy?
Yeah.
And there's been multiple shootings. And people are like, oh, well, military bases aren't gun-free zones. But I think they are. I think you have to, like, check your
well,
gun.
Well, it sounds like something going on because this guy said, we just had to figure out how he get a gun in.
Right. And everybody else unarmed.
Is this England or somewhere? In England, the police don't have guns, right? In Europe somewhere?
You're not even allowed to carry garden tools.
In Europe?
In England.
What do you mean?
This guy was carrying garden tools in a news report that I saw yesterday. Like a little Japanese sickle thing and a trowel, like a peeling knife and stuff. And they called it a dagger, called the cops on him. And they gave him something called a caution, which sounds like a warning. And they arrested him put him in jail for like 12 hours. And they forced him to accept the warning as though he'd done something wrong because they couldn't find representation for him. They couldn't find a lawyer or solicitor for him.
Really?
So you can't even have guns or knives.
How are you supposed to cut your lawn?
You have to hide it because they'll call the cops on you.
Is this real?
Communism.
Isn't Europe the white people country?
Supposedly.
So why are they doing this?
They've turned liberal.
Some of those Muslims in the UK get to carry a little dagger because it's like a religious thing.
Wow.
The Muslims can carry one, but the white people can't?
Sikhs in
Sikh
particular.
What?
Oh, Sikhs.
The Sikhs or the Sikhs.
So they're not even Muslim. He's calling them Muslim.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that's not fair. My bad.
Muslim-looking people.
Right.
A Sikh is not a Muslim?
Right.
Oh, what is a Sikh?
They're not known to be as vicious as some of the Muslims.
What's a Sikh?
I don't know. You've interviewed them. You know them better than I do.
I have.
Yeah, they have a certain different type of a towel.
Oh.
You know, the head thingy. It's just a different religion.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. It's interesting in that soundbite that guy thought we were at war with Russia.
Psychos.
Darren said he's been watching too much Red Dawn movie.
Yeah.
He thought we were right. War with Russia. What a mess. So, Hake, I want to know, how should we feel about this next soundbite? And y'all too out there, how should we feel about this next soundbite? This is from the Christian Post. Many took to social media over the weekend to express outrage at footage of the three-night performance of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl that featured the bisexual black actress Cynthia Erivo as Jesus Christ. Here is the first soundbite from the show. From X. You like Satan. Here are some reactions from social media users out of X, from X.
I don't know about you, but even watching that nonsense makes me feel off. It's completely blasphemous. First of all, everything that Cynthia Erivo stands for has nothing to do with God. Everybody a part of this, including the directors, completely blasphemous.
Opinion, I don't care if this is a play. I don't care if this is what it's intended to do. I think when it comes to religion, people just need to leave it alone and give it the respect it deserves. There's a line, and I think Jesus Christ Superstar and everyone who acted in it crossed it.
You can get on stage and act like a fool all you want to, Cynthia. But the moment you get up there and you start stretching those arms out like you're Jesus hanging on a cross, nah, baby, girl, that ain't bold. That ain't brave. That's straight up demonic.
It did look evil. She looked evil doing it.
Yeah.
What do you think? How should we feel about this?
Why did they force us to watch it? Let the devils watch and perform their little devil shows. Don't make me look at it. It's kind of just the fact that this is being spread around reminds me of how the conservatives show you what the drag and transgender people are doing.
Yeah.
It's just so, it is gross, disturbing, devilish looking, like you said. Looks like Satan. But let them do it and just ignore it. I would ignore it. Because it's so gross, I don't even want to see it.
Yeah.
But how should I feel about it? I shouldn't be so disturbed as I am, I feel like, you know.
You seem like you're really going through it right now.
Yeah.
Imagine what would happen if you wouldn't see the play.
But I don't think that it's, it may be blasphemous, I guess, but didn't Jesus say something about you can blaspheme the Son, you can blaspheme the Father, and that will be forgiven. But if you blaspheme the Spirit, that will not be forgiven.
Amazing.
But the Christians are all talking about blasphemy as if they're like Muslims or Pharisees or something. I feel like they are taking it the wrong way, it seems like.
Right.
So I'm reacting to their reaction, but yeah, it's gross. I think that that's the same gal who was co-starring with the Ariana Grande woman who turned from like a little girl-looking woman into like an old lady-looking woman over the course of doing that Wizard of Oz spinoff show movie. Same actress, that black gal.
She turned to an old woman in real life or the movie life?
In her appearance, her physical appearance turned. Yeah, this gal, same gal, huh?
What does Ariana look like now?
She looks like that now. She used to look like a healthy, but extremely young looking woman, and now she looks like that, which is sort of like sickly and aged.
Look like you're trying to look like that black woman.
Yeah. Terrible.
How should we feel about that, Anchor Baby? The Jesus Christ Superstar thing.
You know, to add a little bit to what James was saying, they really do legitimize what they what these people are doing, because ever since I've grown up, I've been seeing all sorts of so-called blasphemy, and it's kind of silly to me. How do I put it? Possibly because I have seen it since young, like people making fun of Jesus, mocking Christianity. So I don't assign it that much importance in my mind. I don't think of it as that deep or that impactful to Christianity. Like, it's like an old joke. That's how I take it personally. I would like to see, it would be nice to see a different focus on the culture in the country. That'd be nice to see.
I think when the white people did it, they did it right.
Yeah.
The original, right?
Oh, the original Jesus Christ Superstar?
Oh, I don't know what that
they
is.
They did blasphemy more tastefully. Distastefully.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I ain't coming.
All good. No, I've never seen the first one.
Me neither.
But I heard it. I don't know. It's just a play in a movie, maybe. But
it was a white man playing Jesus.
Maybe.
Yeah, they went hardcore with this.
And it was a fun movie before. The original.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was about and what I was supposed to feel about it either as a Christian. Because they had that, and then they also had Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat. Remember that thing?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, well, I don't remember you guys either.
Who is Joseph?
Joseph is the son of Israel.
From the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had a play about him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was sort of, it seemed kind of irreverent. I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be pro-Christian or anti-Christian or neither.
So should the
talk about this pro-Christian production?
I guess so.
So should the Christians be?
You see that, Jesse?
What?
Okay, you can.
What's
take
that?
That's Joseph. You know, he got the coat of many colors because he was his father's favorite son. Well, they turned it like that. That's how they turned it.
I think that's the first image.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think that's
a rainbow
the original.
Gay color.
Yeah, Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
See, this looks more classic.
That's another Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, see? Same guy?
I think so.
See, I was just thinking, like, they really look, the Christians and the people and the conservatives get mad at it, really legitimize it, is all I really wanted to say.
Yeah.
You know, they'll even say, I think they legitimize it worse than just being, like, liberal. Because they'll say, wow, they're blaspheming Jesus. They're killing Jesus. They're crucifying him again. Like, they give these people a lot of power.
It definitely bring attention to it, because normally the average person, like I would have never even bothered looking at it, or you know, playing it here on the show had it not they brought the attention to it. According to Matthew 12:32, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Amazing.
Nice.
That's Matthew 12:32, Bible Thumper Thursday.
King James Version.
What?
King James Version.
Why is it necessary to say that?
It doesn't. It's not.
How come the Christians say it then?
Because it's because we intellectuals like to know which version it is sometimes.
He didn't just say King James Version. He said King James Version. Or maybe I'm adding to it. But
yeah, that's fair. Because it says Holy Ghost, and some people are like, oh, it's not a ghost. It just means spirit, man.
Oh, some people say it's not a ghost.
Right.
I got the Holy Ghost. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible said.
And so speaking a word against is the same thing as blaspheming. Blaspheming, I guess.
Amazing.
Or translated elsewhere.
Derek, come here for a minute. My producer, I need my producer, another expert. These guys are experts. Can you put them on hold for a minute? Tell me you'll be right back.
Oh, King James Version is liked by the Christians, or is it disliked?
Many of them, yep.
Oh, okay.
There are people who say King James only.
I definitely misread that.
Any other?
You misread.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Say what?
I don't know. What
did you say, Nick?
Huh?
If you can, huh? You can hear.
Welcome, Derek. You said I met. What did I say about what? What did
you say about the King James?
I asked James if that version is liked by the Christians or is it like disliked by the Christians?
No. These are my experts, folks. That's hate you heard first from the hatecreepoint.com. And then that was the Anchor Baby, Nick from the Anchor Baby Show, American Anchor Baby, at 11 a.m., James at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then now Derek is here, my producer and an expert. And the reason I wanted Derek here, because he's a serious Bible thumper.
Yeah.
Like, I try.
KJV only.
Yeah, KJV only. Anything else, super satanic. You got to be careful.
Derek even bring the Bible to work. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got to play catch up. I haven't been reading it for years, but yeah,
I got to fix
it. It's important. So now I'm playing catch up. But so it's important, you guys. It's
because,
really important.
Because of time, I want to know first from Derek.
Yeah.
How do you respond to this question from this article? The article question states or asks, do you really want God's will? And this is this article asks an important question. I want to know, what do you all think about this? Do you really want God's will? And it's from a Christian Post.
Yes.
Nick going to read some of the images.
Pull that right up. See, we got the first one right here. This is the headline. It reads, do we really want God's will? And the article reads, let me just put that one up as well. It reads, we say we want God's will. We sing about it. We preach it. We pray it. But if we're being honest, brutally honest, we usually want God's will only if it aligns with ours. The moment his will calls us out of our comfort zone into obedience that might cost us our ambitions, relationships, or conveniences, we wince. We resist. We delay. We negotiate. And then we wonder why there's no power in our lives or our churches.
Amazing. So, Anchor Baby, do you want God's will?
I say that sometimes. That's something. That's a nice thing I'll say sometimes. But I'm not entirely sure.
If you want it or not.
Want God's will. Like, sure, I want a lot of things.
We didn't ask about a lot of things. So, like, I know you want a new pair of shoes and new socks.
Right. And I want God's will. Add that to the list.
We know you want some hair grease.
Right.
Yeah.
He wants a new wife.
Right.
He wants a new life.
And but add God's will there.
The question is, do you want God's will?
Yeah. I want a new shoes, wife, life, and God's will. You can add it to the list. That's sincere, I think.
Derek, do you want God's will?
The truth is no.
You don't want it?
No.
And why not?
Well, the reason is because I'm a selfish individual. I have my own outlook on life, and I have my own views on like how I want things to go. So, no, I don't. And
what's your mama going to say when she hear you say you don't want God's will?
Oh, well, she's going to say, at least he's honest. He's being honest, you guys. He's being honest. But that's also a reason why you've got to die to yourself every day. Because whether you know it or not, you're still doing your own will. Like, that's why you have to die off to yourself every day. It's like, I can want the best for you, but my best for you isn't what God's best for you is. So,
hey, do you want God's will?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Right.
Why don't you know?
Because, like, I get into my imagination about what God's will might be and and what I think that I kind of think that I want. And I don't know.
Nick, what is God's will?
The will of the true living God.
Why are you laughing? What's so funny about that?
He just re-said what you asked. What the heck was that? What kind of expert are you?
What is God's will, boy?
God's will is all of his children returning to him.
What is God's will, Dave?
That's just a piece.
Going out. I don't know.
Now, I totally
back in a moment.
Disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773. Couple quick announcements. Number one, the men's forum tonight. It is Thursday, and it is the first Thursday of the month. And so every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m., the men's forum for men only. And for personal shout-outs, I will do them for you. Personal shout-out. Anniversary shout-outs, congratulations shout-outs, encouragement, birthday shout-outs, whatever the shout-out might be, I will do it for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And then don't forget to support us in helping us to get the word done. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate to make a donation there. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And we have a brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow at 11 a.m. I had an interesting, fun discussion with Jamie Date. And Jamie is a man's dating. She's a men's dating coach. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you surprised that men will listen to a woman about dating?
There's definitely a large group of men out there that only want advice coming from a woman. If men are hunters, what does that make women?
Hunties.
False. We are gatherers. We gather information about you.
That's for sure. Would you ever date or marry a man that would tell you his problems?
I'm dating one right now.
What a beta. You wouldn't work with a man that know that there's a right way to do this?
You would never come to me to begin with.
I got you. Very, very interesting. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, thefallenstate.tv. You can become a member there. And on the Fallen State, the YouTube channel there, and locals.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Finally, I got it. So real fast there. These are my experts. I just want to finish up the question of God's will. This article from Christian Post asked the question. Do you really want God's will? And you say there.
I said no.
And what is God's will?
What is God's will? That is a deep question. I know a part of his will. I don't know the full aspect, but a part of it is for all of his creation, all of his children, to come back to him and to seek him. I know that for sure.
And how you know that for sure?
Well, because I know that he loves us and he only wants the best for us. He doesn't want evil for us, but...
Where do you get the idea that God wanted the best for you?
Where do I get the idea? Was it the best?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He has to reveal you.
That.
It's not like a mama program.
A mama program?
I want the best for you, baby.
Well, it's just real love because when we talk to people every day, it's like we want them to eventually get better, to stay with it, meaning continue to see God. And
Who won that?
Who wants that? Yeah, okay, maybe we don't want that, but it'd be pleasant to see.
Okay.
I'd say.
Amazing. Hey, you said, do you want God's will?
Right, you did ask that.
And you say?
And I said, I don't know.
Why not? Why don't you know?
Because I don't know, it kind of sends me into my head about what God's will might be and versus what I feel like I think that I want. I think that I feel like I want or whatever. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, you know how you say that you have to sacrifice yourself?
Right.
I don't know if I want to do that.
You don't want to sacrifice yourself?
He's honest. first step.
So it's interesting. I found my, if I can say a side note, I found myself cringing at the fact that this is Christian Post, which is a known extremely liberal outlet. And then he was also saying we lumping us all in with him. I feel like.
Yeah.
And although I definitely related to, I think, everything that he was saying, it just bothered me that he was putting stuff like that.
We wince, we resist, we delay, we negotiate.
Amazing. And so, Anchor Baby, did I ask you what is God's will?
Yeah, and I said the will of the living true God. Which basically means I don't know.
I don't think anyone knows God's will.
And I don't know if I can. Anyways.
Do you? Is that right there?
I could pull up a scripture, but.
What does scripture say about knowing God's will?
I mean, when we look at Psalms, look at what David went through when he was.
Why are you speaking that way?
I'm just thinking.
Speak up.
I'm speaking and thinking at the same time.
You sound like an old black guy.
He's speaking in his somber Christian mode.
Yeah, somber Christian mode. You've got to draw back to all the hours.
Just be serious at this time.
You're putting people to sleep with that mood.
Well, if they go to sleep, let them rest. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think that's what all scripture really reflects is drawing people back.
What does it say about God's will?
What does it say about God's will?
Wanting God's will.
Well, we can even look at Genesis and look at how, when Adam and Eve were in the garden and what they were doing and that connection between Adam and God. And we can just kind of see that clear connection was, that was like paradise. He was in paradise when he was doing that. And it's when he looked away, that's when he was told to leave. So, and all hell broke loose. So I think that's just kind of clear right there. That surface level view of it is when you're viewing, when you're looking at God, you're in paradise. But as soon as you veer off and look away, you're in hell. So, and I think a lot of people, they want to stay in heaven. they want to be in heaven compared to being in hell. So continue to look at God, I think.
Why are you laughing, Jay?
You started laughing and you made him chuckle. It made me laugh.
Because I have no clue what you're talking about.
I mean, I was talking about Genesis, right? I was talking about Genesis.
Right. And how, I asked you, what was God's will?
Well, I was.
Mean, this question asked, do you want to do God's will? Do you really want God's will? So I was asking, what was his will? And does it say in the Bible what his will is?
Yeah, so I brought up Genesis, and I kind of picked out his will, just a part of his will.
What his will is?
Yeah, but
what does he say?
I can't recall scripture, but that's why I brought up Genesis, just to kind of simplify it, and I kind of pulled out a piece of God's will, if that made sense of what I was saying.
How do you know that's his will?
How do I know that's his will? Well, because he sent Jesus to bring us back. To die on the cross for our sins, to bring us back.
God is not willing.
You know, if Jesus failed, then it's like, what's his will? You know, what's the end game if there is no Jesus?
But so, he wants.
That's it.
Every man.
That's it.
To be free today. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Is that a song about his will?
And the wages of sin is death, oh Lord. The wages of sin is death.
Oh Lord.
The wages.
This isn't blasphemy at all.
Amazing. 888.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
That's right. So this article from the Christian Post asks, do you really want God's will? 888-775-3773. Let me go and talk to Gustavo.
Gustavo.
Gustavo out of California. Gustavo, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
Right on. I just want to say I love you guys' show and everything you guys do. It's amazing. But I had a question.
Yes, sir.
And
speak up a little bit.
So I've been having a hard time overcoming the woman.
Uh huh.
So for some reason, this has always been the thing that's, I guess, always made me overreact about, or as constantly like triggered me. Like, I don't know how to, so for example, let's say if I like a woman, and there's, something that she does that I don't like. And then I end up, judging her for it, and I understand that it's not right to do that, but I just wanted to know, how do I guess to sum it up, I've never had a girlfriend, and I'm like 30, so I've been kind of struggling to trying to find a woman, I guess.
And so your question is what? How do you what?
How do I overcome the woman?
Oh. And you're 30, you never had a girlfriend. Why you haven't had at least one girlfriend in 30 years?
I think that's what it is. I think that's because I keep, I personally think it is because I keep getting angry about, I guess, because they're doing things that I don't want them to do or something. I don't know. But I mean, I've had women before, but I just don't want to be that, live that kind of lifestyle. I don't want to be that unconscious, you know?
Oh. And so, why have you made the woman your God?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I've been struggling with this for a few years. And I just don't know. I don't have any answers for that.
And so you've been trying to find a woman, you say?
Yeah, it's
been what?
It's been getting I've been starting to chase porn. I guess you could say.
And why?
I thought I wanted to start a family, but I'm not too sure if it's not even that, to be honest. I think it's just tired of being alone, I guess. I don't know.
So you're trying to find a woman because you're tired of being alone?
Yeah.
What do you mean by being alone?
Well, I believe it's thoughts, but I guess I've just been doing things on my own for a while, and I feel like it'd be nice to, I guess, have somebody there.
And why?
I don't know why. I just...
And so why do you...
I guess that...
Go ahead.
I guess I just thought it's not knowing what that would be like, since I've never had a girlfriend, but... I just thought it'd be a little bit nicer, but I feel like that'd be the wrong way to go about it because it probably wouldn't be, I guess. I don't know.
And so you've been looking for a woman because you're tired of being alone and you thought that having a woman with you would make you what by being alone?
Would, I guess, make things better. I guess, I don't know.
Do you know one person in life or in the history of life that having a woman made things better?
Well, it may seem, I'm not too sure. I can't answer that because it's like whenever I see other people, they seem happy, but
they're not.
Yeah, knowing myself.
They're putting on a front.
Right. Is that me? So I've been doing the silent prayer and trying to, I guess, work on myself.
Where are you getting the idea that having a woman would make things better? Where did that come from?
Just, I guess, looking around, just seeing it around everywhere.
Also, you get that idea from your thoughts, too. You look around, and it look like other people are happy, and the thoughts tell you, oh, you would be happier, too, if you had a woman. And you list the thoughts, and then you go and find a woman, and you catch nothing but hell. And then the thoughts say, oh, you have the wrong woman. Go find, get rid of that one and find another one. And then you get rid of that one and you find another. It's even worse. And then you find another. When will you stop listening to thoughts? All thoughts are all lies all the time. When will you stop listening to thoughts?
I'm not too sure. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I've been doing the silent prayer for a few years now, and I was.
And why are you still listening to thoughts then? You don't know about now that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
I guess it's probably because I don't 100% believe it, I guess. I don't know.
But how will you? Maybe. You don't need to believe it. You just need to stop listening to them. Don't do what they say. Don't believe what they say. But why don't you just stop listening to them? Be aware of them, but do nothing about what they say. Do nothing.
So, like for example, if I see a girl, it's like, oh, go talk to the girl. Like you know, this and that. Go tell her she's pretty and that kind of stuff. Is that me listening?
100%, I guess I don't know. Yeah.
So
what would happen if you just only thought about the truth if you kept the truth on your mind rather than the lie, what would happen to you?
Well, I know one thing. I'd probably start freaking out because I wouldn't be used to it.
You would freak out?
Yeah, knowing the truth, because that's what usually happens. I mean,
why would you think you would freak out with the truth? The truth is perfect love. How can you freak out with perfect love?
Because I probably like thrills, I guess. I probably love the thrills. That's probably why I feel like I'd freak out or something.
Well, let me tell you this, because of time, having a woman is not your issue, or not having a woman is your issue. Your issue is that you're unconscious. And in that state of unconsciousness, you're believing a lie that if you did this, or you had that, or you this, or you're lonely, or you're that. You're believing a lie because you're unconscious. If you say you're doing a prayer, why don't you just practice staying present?
Just practice staying present, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been listening for a while. For some reason, you make it sound so easy, but I don't know. I just, and then most of the things you say, it's like I try not to hang on to it, and then most of the time I just can't see it.
Why don't you practice staying present? And you don't have to worry about trying to see it. It will be shown to you.
Okay.
And I understand that it's difficult in that you're so accustomed all your life, you've been living in your imagination, in your thoughts. When your mother traumatized you, you escaped into your imagination, and you've been living there. And so all your life, you've been living unconsciously. And so, but when you find yourself unconscious thinking about the past or the future, then come back to the present by being aware of your body or something. Come back to the present. If you have to do that 1,000 times a day for a while, do it anyway so that you can be present. And being present, you will want for nothing, and all things will be added unto you.
Okay. So is it okay if I ask another question?
Yeah, but forget about this idea that if you had a woman or if you had this or that, you're going to feel better. You won't. You'll only be adding other problems to you. No one or nothing can bring you perfect peace but the present, but the truth, the light right in the present. That's where peace is. And you will be made whole in the present. Go ahead with another question.
The question was, am I weak for trying to comfort a woman that, trying to comfort a slut? I guess, I guess you'd say. I mean, like,
hold on. This is gonna take a little longer than what I thought. Hold on. All right. 888-775-3773. Quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Bible Thumper Thursday. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.
It's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday, August 7th, Happy Men's History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during fake news, not fake news, JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers, viewers, super chatters, and listeners. We will be back to more for more stories and the rest. Men's Forum is tonight. It's the first Thursday of the month, fellas, for men only. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events if you need more info, all right? Or you can call 1-800-411-BOND. You'd go to voicemail right now because the office is not open yet. But at 9 a.m. we open, and you can leave a voicemail in the meantime, okay? If you want to call, get on the mailing list, donate, contact for counseling with Jesse Lee Peterson through Bond or whatever. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Trump administration plans to restore and reinstall two Confederate American monuments. One statue will be erected at Arlington National Cemetery. Features a black woman depicted as a mammy. Isn't that nice? Holding the infant of a white officer and an enslaved man following his owner to war. The cemetery's website notes Arlington National Cemetery. Isn't that heartwarming? Black and white unite in love, whether slave or free. So beautiful. In addition, the National Park Service will reinstall a statue of a Confederate military officer named Albert Pike, former officer, of course. He's in heaven now, perhaps. I don't know. In Washington, D.C. So nice. And we should hopefully clamp down on the Antifa and other criminals. Not all Antifa are criminals, though. I have to imagine not all of them are criminals, right? Anyway, our greatest president, Trump, his tariffs are now in effect. Before today, most countries' goods we're subject to a minimum 10% tariff, but moving forward, rates will vary from nation to nation. The highest rates imposed on goods from Brazil, 50%, Laos, 40%, Myanmar, 40%, Switzerland, 39%, Iraq, 35%, Serbia, 35%, an additional 21 countries, including Vietnam, 20%, India, 25%, Taiwan, 20. Thailand, 19. They face levies greater than 15%. All goods from 39 countries, as well as members of the evil, I call it evil, EU, the European Union. These individual nations are not necessarily so bad, but the European Union? Pff, is there anything good from them? I don't know. Will be subject now to 15% tariffs. Economists, they fear, keyword fear, that these more aggressive tariffs could exacerbate economic problems, including rising inflation and slowing job growth. There is a full list of tariffs that you can check out somewhere. The historic trade policy follows months of false starts to the president's so-called reciprocal tariff rollout and countless bilateral trade negotiations. Though Trump has announced 8 trade agreements, only deals with the UK and China have been formalized. And those are big trade partners, I would imagine, right? China in particular. I don't know about the UK. And Fort Stewart. You heard about that shooting that JLP mentioned. Fort Stewart was the name of the place, I guess, in Georgia on yesterday. A mass shooting that police say began with a disagreement between two co-workers. What? Come on. Be professional. You're soldiers, so-called. Two co-workers, a disagreement the day before the shooting. Suspect identified as Sergeant Q-U-O-R, Cornelius Radford, you black, I think, right? Arrived at the base Wednesday morning and followed multiple of his colleagues to a maintenance area. And shot that guy, followed one of them. What a mess. And killed and shot four other soldiers too, I think. Or at them. I'm James Hake.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, is there anyone smarter than you? Is there anyone smarter than you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the shows if you can't sit and watch it, because we're on Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 Pacific time. But you can still be listening no matter what you're doing, working out or whatever, on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour already. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh my God!
Oh Lord!
Oh my God! Look at, turn around, look at these people. What?
From the Lord, I got what I wanted. From the Lord, I'll go back to Washington. Oh yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in
turn,
but God said it. I want it.
What a mess! Bible Thumper Thursday. It is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. I want to go back to Gustavo out of California. I put him on hold there. He had another question. Gustavo, go ahead with your second question.
I wanted to know if is it weak for a man to try to comfort a woman if she's being a slut, I guess.
And how are you going to comfort her?
I guess just talking to her, being as a friend, but then there's a conflict for me. It's because I feel like it's not genuine.
But
because the one thing I know for a fact that I have no self control if I start doing it is start having sex.
So you're not trying to comfort her; you're trying to have sex with her.
That's what I'm thinking, but I'm not too sure.
And how are you going to comfort her?
I guess just I guess if she has a problem, she can, I guess, tell me about it, I guess, or something like, I guess just try to be like a father to her. That's the best way I could put it.
But how you gonna be a father to her and you don't even know what that is?
Right.
So your whole thing is you want to pretend that you're confident in her to have sex with her?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, yeah.
And why do you call her a slut?
So that's another thing I've been having a conflict with. So I know, you know, basically watching myself that that you have no self-control in what you do. And so what, so whenever I have a moment of questioning, if she's a slut or not, and then for some reason I start tripping out because I know it's not true, but it's like a little battle right there, like for a brief moment. And I say, it's not true. And then it's like, but that's what she's doing. And then, but I'm like, that's not who she is. And then, I guess there's just there's that conflict for a brief, and when I start tripping out, I don't know why, but.
I don't understand why you call her a slut.
I guess because they're sleeping around.
Does she know you see her as a slut?
Not unless I say it to them.
Have you said that to her?
No, I haven't said it to any of the girls that are doing that.
Oh, you know a lot of sluts.
That I know a few of them. That's what I've been. Guess I've been coming across when I'm trying to meet somebody, and that's one of the girls that I guess I've come across pretty often, and that's what I keep seeing. And honestly, I don't really sleep with them because I don't really see them doing it, or I guess my eyes kind of like wander to what they're doing. Like, you know, it's mostly like, it's like if I'm at the gym or at work. Like, I have a crush on this girl. I know she likes me and I like her. And then I try to start talking to her, this and that. And then she starts acting weird. And then she only starts talking to me at certain times of the day. And then just goes cold. And then.
So you want to be a slut maker?
I don't want to be, and I haven't had sex for about almost a year, but just lately, these past few months, I've been really.
Let me do this because you need to forget about all that stuff in your head about this woman. You're not in any condition to comfort anyone. You don't even have perfect peace for yourself. I recommend you practice staying present, go to work, keep seeking the truth on your mind. And let the two cause you to overcome your fallen state, and it will guide you, and it will love you, and it will add to you what you should have in life. So you're in your head, and that's the problem. You need to just practice being present and stop having any impression about those ladies or anyone else, and just stay present so you can be free and have an amazing life. You're lost in your thoughts too much.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on
right.
For the longest time.
Yeah.
It's just kind of hard to reject it, you know?
That's why when you get into the thoughts, you just realize you're thinking about the past or the future. You're not present with right now. And just come back to it, that's all. And again, just do it until you don't have to do that anymore. you'll just naturally be present at all time. So just forget about all that other stuff, because it's just all your imagination. It's not real. It's an illusion, and it's trying to set you up to destroy you.
Okay.
So just forget about all that. Practice staying present, and you'll be fine. You forgave your mother?
Yes, sir. I did that a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, just the only thing you need to do now is practice being present, meaning stay right where the truth is, right here, right now. Go to work, earn your living, pay your bill, and just practice with present. And I'm telling you, man, it'll be amazing how your life will start to change for the good. It will change by itself. You don't need to, you can't change yourself or anyone else. You can't comfort anyone. Just work on you for now, all right?
All right.
I wish you well, man.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Let me go to a first-time caller out of D.C., Washington, D.C., Amish out of Washington, D.C. Amish, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. First-time caller. Love your show.
Thank you.
I feel bad for that young man who you just had on.
And why?
Hopefully. Because he seems, well, on many fronts, but the fact that he used a pejorative term to describe another human, female, but I just don't believe in that. I mean, it degrades what it goes to is God's will, right? I think.
But why do you feel bad about it? That was on him.
No, because what I feel in society in general, we see the normalcy of evil, which is really the reason I was calling. When you see society not being able to function, it shows you the evil is permeating in different ways, very subtly, sometimes very direct, as you've shown with Cynthia on that portraying Jesus Christ. But that's why. I mean, I feel bad in the sense that is society, the normalcy of evil is permeating, is getting larger and larger, at least in my view, watching whatever we're watching on TV. It's all over the place. So degrading a woman, even though he didn't intend it that way, but it's like if you use a pejorative, it's okay to then use that person, because that's really what he would be doing. And he would be harming himself because he's not fulfilling what really is about being a man, which is a whole other definition.
And what is
a man? God's will. Well, if you follow God's will, you have to have respect. You have to have, you have to show restraint as well. So if you're feeling out of control, that's not God's will. Right?
You have to be present. Are you responding to that question from the Christian Post? Do you really want God's will? Do you want God's will, Amish?
Yeah.
What is God's will?
I don't know, but I can tell you what I think it is.
And so how do you...
I don't know what it is.
How do you know you want his will if you don't know what it is?
That's a good question. It makes you... Look, to me, it fulfills who you are as a man. It gives you guidance.
But how do you know you want his will if you don't know what it is?
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to know exactly what it is, but I believe that each of us has internal mechanism that channels God's will. You know when you're doing right or wrong. You don't have to watch TV. You don't have to watch anything. You don't have to listen to your mother or father.
But how do you know that you want God's will, Amish?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that.
Oh, okay.
Have
you forgiven your mother?
I didn't know I needed to forgive her, but
have you forgiven your mother?
no, I guess.
And why not?
I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm in my 50s.
Oh, okay. And you don't know why you have not forgiven her?
No.
And what is it like living a life of unforgiveness?
I don't know. That's, well, obviously we have, I don't know if I, Jesse, I don't really know if I need to forgive my mother. I know that's something you you bring up on your show, but I'm not sure. I don't know whether I actually need to forgive my mother.
And so how will you ever know God's
will?
How will you ever know God's will if you're unwilling to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
Unwilling? I don't think I'm unwilling.
You're not willing to forgive your mother, so it means that you're not willing to enter into the kingdom. How are you not going to enter into the kingdom until you forgive your mother and your father? And why are you not willing to forgive? Have you forgiven your father?
I love my father. There's nothing. I mean, to me, perhaps we're using semantics. When you say forgive.
Who is Samantha?
Semantics is just maybe another term.
Why have you forgiven your mother?
For forgiving. But would forgiving be loving them? I mean, I love them unconditionally.
What does that mean?
So if forgiveness is needed, I would do that.
But why have you done it then?
Well, I don't know what that means to forgive.
Oh. What does it mean you love them unconditional?
Well, unconditional means that my love for them, like if I would do anything for them. That love caught, and
you
and
would
so
die for them?
My father passed. Would I die for them? Sure, I would.
You steal for them?
Well, I guess if I would die for them, if I need to, I guess I would.
You would kill for them?
I don't know. Don't know the answer to that one.
You said you'd do anything for them.
Yeah, you're right. But you were crossing up. I guess the answer would be, I don't know.
Does God that moral love you unconditionally?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I guess the answer to that is no, there are conditions for God to God loves me, yes, unconditionally. I would say that.
And
yes.
Why do you say that?
Because he allows us free choice. He allows us to see things and use our compass. I call it the moral compass.
Where are you getting all that from?
That's from God. That's God's will.
But you don't know his will. You're not with God. You haven't forgiven your parents.
Well, maybe I got to work on that, Jesse. Never thought about that.
And then God doesn't love you unconditionally. God said in order for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must forgive because you're evil. He's not going to let evil in heaven while you live
that
or
is
die.
True.
And so, but I don't understand why you think he loved you unconditional.
Well, the unconditional part, and that's why it's always good to define it, right? So there are always the conditional part is, or unconditional part is, he'll always allow you, I believe, into his kingdom.
No, he won't.
If you follow.
No, he only going to let you in if you can admit your evil and go and forgive. He will let you in. You're not getting in any other way.
Okay.
Well, let me ask, the love that you have for your parents unconditionally, where are you getting that love from to love them with?
Well, they gave me that.
They don't have love. How can they give you love?
That's, I'm sorry, they don't, say that part again.
They don't have love. How can they give you love?
Well, maybe that comes from God.
No, that didn't come from God.
Their love didn't come from God?
No. Where are you getting the love that you have loved them unconditionally with?
Growing up, I'm just saying, they demonstrated, you know, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's, you know, showing, you know, punishment at times. It's just the way they would handle themselves towards me and my siblings, for that matter.
So your mother was perfect?
I wouldn't say she's perfect. No one's perfect.
Was only your mother perfect?
No.
Why haven't you forgiven her for her imperfect nature?
Because I'm imperfect.
But why haven't you, I know you're going to stay that way until you forgive her. Why haven't you forgive? Why haven't you forgiven her for recreating you in her image?
Ah, okay. So that's what I got to, Jesse, that's what I got to work on, I guess. If that's where you're, if that's where it's going to, and I got to really look at it that way, I got to work on that. That's something, you know, I didn't look at.
Are you working on yourself?
I guess we all. Yes, I and, do need to. I. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're about to say. Go ahead.
I'm always a work in project.
Are you working on yourself?
I don't know how to answer that. Yes and no. I'm not perfect, but I always need, I need to get better at things. Absolutely.
Are you working on yourself?
not as much as I should.
Are you working on yourself?
Yes, the answer is no.
And why not?
You're going to tell me I got to forgive my mother, I guess.
Why are you not working on yourself?
Maybe I'm missing something, obviously.
What is it like to live without working on yourself? What is life like living that way?
It's not fulfilling.
So why don't you work on yourself so you shall be fulfilled?
Yeah. That is sage advice, my friend.
No, that was a question.
But, well, I should work on myself. Why am I not working on myself?
Right.
That's another good question. Well, am I... term to use, am I basically looking at other problems to diffuse my, you know, I'm not looking at, you're right, I guess.
No, that was a question.
I got to work on myself.
Why you're not
working on yourself? I'm not working on myself, but I'm not working on myself.
And why not? At 50, why not?
Maybe the pain. I don't know.
You love the pain?
No, I don't.
If you didn't love it, why aren't you working on overcoming it?
You know, it's what I think you say. Sometimes maybe that's where the evil comes in. What's holding me back from doing? You know,
you say you love the pain. Oh, you say you don't love the pain, right?
I don't like. Yeah, I'm in.
So if you didn't love the pain, why you're not working on yourself?
Yeah, that is an oxymoron, isn't it?
No, that's a question.
No, I got you. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I am loving the pain. That's
no,
what I
asked
know.
You said yes, you did love the pain, I believe. And so
initially I said no.
Oh, you said no, you didn't love the pain. And if you didn't love it, why are you not working on yourself to overcome the pain?
That's my weakness. I'm weak.
That's why you should be working on yourself in your weakness.
Well, I think you're right. There's no way around it. That's like in anything.
Because of time, right. Let me ask this. Who are you?
I don't know. I can't define. Yeah, you're asking me to define myself? Obviously, I'm a weak person.
I didn't ask you to define yourself. I asked, who are you?
Yeah, who am I? I don't know how to answer that question.
What is it like living not knowing who you are? What's that like?
Not pleasant.
So then why are you working on yourself to discover who you are?
Apparently, I like them paid. You're right.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call, and when you're ready to work on yourself, if you don't know the stuff to get started, you can call me back. But if you've already heard me say what it takes, I would suggest you start working on yourself, man.
Well, I appreciate that. I might be calling you.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-775-3773.
888-77-JESSE.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Hey. Over on Cash App yesterday, Kevin says, spread the love and the Lord's blessings. Very generous, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Sir. I appreciate it.
T. Smith says, Gore Coffee. Heart. Around the face.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, T. Smith. Groovin, Mastiff, with three coffees. Wanted to say something clever, but I've got nothing today. I'm going to go in a corner and cry now. God bless.
When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
And I was remiss in my failure of my duty to read Pablo's Super Chat on Punchy TV yesterday.
Amazing.
Less than sign, three sign. Heart.
Amazing.
Thank you, Pablo.
Yeah.
Jack, very generous on Cash App, says, amazing, double exclamation mark emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Leanne, pardon me if I'm butchering your name, three coffees. Hey, Jesse, you're amazing. Here's a coffee to keep the truth flowing. Stay strong and keep it real.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
That's over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Thank you.
Eric, I wanted to ask.
Ask.
Ask. At Lord Goodhair, at JLP. Is it the ego that drives someone to call JP for insight, but then talk over him when he's speaking? Let Jesse cook. Black cook emoji, fire emoji. Amazing.
You talking about Tony?
Probably.
From California.
I wanted to ask Jesse, why Trump went to Epstein Island the last 15 years.
He answered those questions like he know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Why? He's mildly entertaining, though. Lin Yen Chen says,
Jesse, why Trump holding that list? What list, man? Well, anyway, thank you.
Lin Yen Chen says, Bible thumper equals mommified mess. Just a mouth breather lost in tangent writing. Indeed. Ask Lord Goodhair and he will make it clear how thrill forms in all their brain damaging gasping / oxygen deprivation.
I don't even understand all that.
Well, the second
make
sentence.
Make it clear.
Okay, well, he advocates for breathing through your nose.
That's what he was saying?
To stay calm. Yeah, but the
but
first
why
sentence.
Why didn't you just say breathe through your nose?
Do you understand the tangent writing thing?
No.
Okay, so you say a word, but it's not the main point, and the Bible thumper gets hung up on that word over here and just goes off on a tangent. Unrelated to the main point. Tangent writing. Going off on a rabbit trail. They get distracted easily.
Anyway. Is Lin Lin Chin white?
Basically.
Oh, that's why you understand that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you, Yin Chen.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And I guess we're on the countdown. We'll have to read the rest later.
Yeah, let me take a break. Quick break. Back in a moment. Back in a moment. Out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Welcome back. 888-7753-773. Number one, the men's forum tonight, 7 p.m. every first Thursday night of the month. And then the third Thursday night, ladies forum. And it comes really fast, ladies, so get ready. And check out our merch, amazing merch. On JesseLeePeterson.com and JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. Amazing. I have my own coffee now. And no, it wasn't made in Alabama on that plantation. But I have my own coffee. We have mugs and T-shirts. Happy Men's History Month. August is Men's History Month. All kinds of stuff. And it's amazing. Do we have that new mug up there for the coffee with the Jesse Lee Peterson show on it?
Let me check. JesseLeePeterson.shop and then search and more. Yes, indeed. Jesse Lee Peterson radio show mug. 15-ounce. Perfect for talk show fans.
Let me see it.
I don't know if we have a preview of it, but it is available on the internet.
But we don't have a picture
of it. JesseLeePeterson.shop, and then click. There he is. Anchor
nice.
Baby coming through.
Right on. Thank you, Anchor Baby.
Isn't that nice?
Brand new motherfucker. It is amazing.
And proceeds go to support Bond, by the way.
Yes.
So think of it as a donation and a purchase.
Just imagine having that on your desk.
Very nice.
Oh, my Lord. Not yours, Lord.
Mamma mia.
Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com or JesseLeePeterson.shop. Let me go to Shaquille, a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Shaquille, you are on the air.
Oh, Jesse. Hi, Jesse. Oh,
hey, how you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you today?
All is well.
Awesome. I just have a quick question for you. Pondering something that I'm having an issue with and not sure why. So I'm at a point now where, you know, I have forgiven my mother and my father. I am constantly praying all day, you know, trying to stay present. But I'm having an issue dealing with the anger in other people. Now, I don't say that meaning that I react to their anger, you know, or I feel anything, but I can't stand to be around it anymore. Like just the feeling of someone angry just
I don't know if there's something wrong with me. Should I not be feeling that way? Should it not bother me that I don't want to be around?
You're right. Now that you're working on yourself, you're overcoming evil. It is difficult to be around evil people, even though you have to deal with them, but you deal with them and you move on. Because we live in a world where we have to deal with angry, evil people. But don't judge them. Just know that they sleep and they can't help themselves. And if you need to do business with them or whatever, take care of the business and move on. But you shouldn't hang around evil that much, because the evil, the darkness, the anger inside the other person will hate the light in you, and it will try to destroy it.
Yeah.
Just don't judge them. Don't hold it. They cannot. They literally cannot see. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I understand that much. So it's me, right? It's something in me that I shouldn't be bothered by, or it's, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, like, am I missing something?
Give me an example of you dealing with an angry person.
I'll mention the lady I'm with, you know, the mother of my sons. Now, I will say, now I understand, you know.
The mother of your son?
Yeah. Okay. Now, she is working on herself, too. She watches your show just like I do, uh-huh. Right? Now, I can't say she's forgiven her mother yet. She hasn't taken that step yet. She's getting there. But, so I'll say what gets me is just sometimes her lack of patience with my sons. So I do, you know, I do get on her about it. I say, hey, you know, if you gotta get on the kids, I understand, but you really got to learn how to do it without being angry. Like, I know how to deal with my kids now, and I feel nothing.
How many children do you have?
We have two sons together.
Are you married?
No, not yet, sir.
You live with her?
Yes, we live together.
Oh, she live with you, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
But again, she is working on herself, but again, I have made it clear to her it's not going to matter how much she tries until she forgives her mother. But I give her the grace and time, because I've been watching you for years, and it did take me a while for it to really click,
right,
the things you were saying. Like, right. I finally do understand what you mean when you ask people, are you doing a silent prayer? So when people say, oh, yeah, I do it in the morning and night, it's like, that's it? You're supposed to be doing it all day, not just for a few minutes. More. Now, I am constantly trying to stay present. And it is getting easier, though. It's definitely getting easier.
And so this woman that you're with, you guys have two kids together, you say?
Yes, sir.
And your problem with her is that she is doing what to the children?
She just not as patient as I would like her to be. She's quick to yell, or just impatient. Just impatient.
How old are your children?
Two and one.
So why don't you tell... Well, if they two and one, that's difficult. And so you get the... I don't know what to tell you, because you can't be around the kids all the time. And then it sounds like you're reminding her that she got to drop that anger, because she's definitely destroying the children already, changing their nature. Mm-hmm. When you talk to her about it, what does she say?
She's aware of that. Again, she does watch your show just as much as I do. She even sends me the link when you start on Sundays. We had this talk the other day. She even said herself she doesn't want to give our kids that same anger. I should have her call in. Her main battle right now is forgiving her mother. That's her main battle.
If she's working on herself, why haven't she gone and done that?
You know, the typical excuses, you know, she doesn't want to make her angry, or she's afraid of how she might take it. And we've heard this 1,000 times. It's just, like, for me, it wasn't hard for me once I heard you talk to just go and forgive my mother.
But if she doesn't do it. Does she know
I
that?
Know. I tell her that. I tell her that, Jesse. I do. I tell her all the time, you really need to go and forgive your mom. You act just like her. Like, you... I know she sees it. It's just that fear. She's got that fear, you know, and it's really...
But the fear is not going to leave until she do it. She got to do it, shaking in her boot. She got to face her mother trembling and shaking in her boot, and then she'll walk away from it free. But the fear is not going to come any other. I mean, she can't overcome the fear any other way but facing it.
Yeah, that's not Taurus. The funny part is that's actually the hardest battle. After you forgive her, everything else is smooth sailing. You can just get past that part, but.
Well, you can't force her to do it, because if you force her to do it, she's not going to walk away free.
She has
to see that she's wrong for resenting her mother and father and then go and forgive them. Have you forgiven your father as well?
Oh, yes, of course. And that was before I even started listening to you.
What did your mother say when you went to her?
Oh, she thought of every possible way she could to blame it on my father. She thought of every possible excuse she could, but I just let her talk. I didn't. It didn't bother me. I just made it clear that, listen, I'm just letting you know that I understand. I forgive you.
Well, just be patient with your wife. Be honest with her. Hey, you need to calm down and don't do that to the children, because she's changing their nature from innocent to anger, which is evil, and they're going to turn out to be just like her. But, you know, tell her, do what she want, but I recommend is she doing a silent prayer?
And it's so funny you say that. I'll make sure in like 2 seconds. I had asked for that the other day because she said to me she has 1,000 things on her mind. She's stressed. And I said, what do you mean you have 1,000 things in your mind? That means you're not praying. She's like, I have been praying. I'm like, no. Dude, praying is being present, and your mind is clear. You're letting the thought pass. If you got 1,000 things in your mind, that means you're not praying. Why aren't you doing the silent prayer?
So did she say or not whether you're doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, after breaking it down, no, she's not.
So did she say she was doing it?
It's one of those where she'll do it in the beginning, but then, you know, people kind of forget about it. So I ask, you got to continue to do that. You shouldn't have 1,000 things in your mind.
Did she say that she was doing it or not?
As of right now, no.
She says she's not doing it?
No, she's not doing it.
Oh. And do
That's
you,
what she said.
How often do you bring it up to her?
Almost every time she gets angry.
Oh, well, back off. Don't keep bringing it up to her.
Okay.
Because she can resent you and not do it, because that spirit is trying to rebel against you, trying to tell her what to do all the time. And the spirit is telling her, look, he thinks he's better than you. He called himself doing the silent prayer, but he this and he that. So don't try to, you can't force her to want to be right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah,
if you don't mind, how long you been with her?
4 or 5 years now.
And why have you married her?
We spent the first good amount of our relationship.
Come back to your phone.
The first part of our relationship, honestly, we were going through, we were struggling. You know, we were living in hotels, things of that nature. We're kind of just in the last 2 years. Everything has kind of been falling into place. You know, we have our apartment and stuff, our car. We're both working now. So, you know, I don't have an issue marrying her. My only thing is I want her to forgive her mother first.
Telling you to marry her or not. I just wonder, you had 2 kids with her. It sounds like you had been living with her for a while. I just wonder why you have not married her.
Those actions were taken when I was in a much deeper fall of state.
I understand.
Does
she judge you for trying to tell her what to do? And you are not married to her?
No, I can't say that about her. She's very open. She's very open. I kind of got lucky this one. Again, she does listen to you. She hears. She just needs to get over that step of, you know, her mother. Like, me and her, we don't argue. But she doesn't get angry at me. Like, this entire time I've been together, she's not an angry person per se. Just that when it comes to her mom, that's a different story. That's the only thing.
Well, then I hope, you know, for her sake, that she forgive her mother, but you can't make her do it. She has to want to do it so that she can become free. She can't do it just because you keep telling her to do it. It's really got to be up to her.
I understand.
I wish you well, man.
I appreciate it, Jesse. Well, I'll definitely give you a call back.
Okay, but don't be angry at her. Because if you become angry, it's going to affect you personally.
Yeah, that's why I gave you a call. I can't say I get angry, but it just bothers me, and I want to make sure it wasn't something per se wrong with me.
Yeah, if you're getting bothered, you are getting angry. You can't be bothered if you're not angry.
Okay.
So don't be angry. Don't judge her.
I understand. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
You too. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Let me go to Kentucky and talk to Toriano. Caldera definitely wasn't telling me. Toriano, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse Lee Peterson. How you doing, sir? Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Happy Men's History Month.
I called about that. We all talking about that blasphemy, and I wanted to talk about that. But after you started talking about the...
What blasphemy?
When y'all was talking about that show, that actress.
Oh, that Jesus Christ Superstar where the black female playing Jesus.
Right? But I want to talk about, but then you started talking about the wheel, and that really intrigued me. So I started to reflect on that more. So I thought I'd talk about that a little bit.
Go ahead.
So the wheel, when you said, what is the wheel?
This is, for those who don't know, Christian Post put out a question in their magazine. I guess they have a magazine, right? Online magazine. And they asked, the article asked an important question. I'm quoting it now. Do you really want God's will? And you say, Tariana,
yes. Yes.
You want God's will? And what is his will?
Well, let me say this first. When I first started watching you back in 2018, I used to watch you, and I was always blown away, not really by what you said at first or even but the way you handled things. Like, I was always afraid to do the things or say the things that you would say. Not just say those things. I'm talking about just to face people eye to eye. I had a lot of fear, and that made me, angry. So only time I would react to stuff is when I was just super mad. Like, I get real, real mad, and then I can cut you out and talk crazy. But then I started watching you, and I was really intrigued by that because I watched your interviews on the news, and I was like, man, how's this guy do this without being angry? Like, how's he doing this? Because I was getting angry for you. I was trying to take up for you. I'm on Facebook taking up for you and stuff like that, you know? And so I started really paying attention to what you were saying. And then I said this last week to you, I lost my way kind of. But then I came back to it and I started really watching the show, watching church, not just the Fallen State, but watching church. I started doing the silent prayer, started working on myself, started doing the assignments, the biblical assignments you would put out. And then you would always say this, and this is what I think I believe the will of God is. You would always say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all these things be added to you. So I feel like if I want to seek God, and I started seeking God by doing those things. I went and forgave my parents. I started doing the silent prayer. I started watching my thoughts. When anger rises up again in me, it tries to rise up against me. I get aware. I become aware, and I watch those thoughts, and I see those thoughts, and I know it takes the light. I can't do that myself. The light has destroyed the demons. So I just let it rise up, but I don't react to it. I just watch it. I can sit alone in my apartment now, and I don't have to turn the TV on, and I can be still, and I don't got to call somebody every time I'm feeling pain inside of me. And I thought, that to me is the will of God, for me to be right and do right, like you used to always say about being a man. You said a man is perfect love. I mean, it becomes perfect love, and he is right, and he does right. And that's me. I'm seeking. That's how I think seeking the will of God is. That's his will for me, to be right and do right.
Amazing. That's interesting. And this question is, do you really want God's will, is a very, very interesting question to me. It almost, and it does, like a biblical question, to be honest.
It really is.
And so from everything that you said, and because of time, you think God will is, you said, yes, you do want God's will?
Yeah.
And you think his will is what?
To seek the kingdom and be right and do right.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate that, man. I want to hear some other people about it before I put my little two cents in on it.
Okay. Can I share one more thing? There's something I thought of you this morning because I see you said a lot of things. And the reason why I called last week and I'm calling this week is because one of the things that I needed to work on is I see you calling people up on the stage at church, and I'm really trying to save some money to come out there one year because my friend wants to go. He's been there, and I really want to come out there. Kentucky's so far from California. It's very expensive to stay in hotels there. But you say you try to get them up there, and you said a shy person is evil. And again, I think when I was afraid to share or talk or something like that, it was fear, and I was shy. So I called, and I remember the first time I ever talked to you, I was shaking in my boots like I was about to talk to my mama before I forgave, right? And so I called now to try to overcome that. And so anyway, I thought of you this morning, and that's why I called, because it was Bible Thumper Thursday, and I heard that, and you always have people always disagree with you on is Jesus God. And I was listening to, I don't really read too much the Bible too much anymore like I used to, because I used to be a real Bible thumper. I thought, because I found myself, like you said something again, you said something, but I think God uses you like that. That I was using it as I do read it, but I don't use it as I don't worship the Bible.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just it's a tool I use to learn like little life lessons or whatever, but I'm not going to say here from other people's life, you know, but I don't want to worship it. I want to worship God. But you said, they always call and say that to you, that Jesus is God and blah, blah, blah. So I read this morning. I don't have it on me, but I can kind of quote a little bit of it. It says that he's talking to his disciples, and Peter says, Peter says, yeah, they say you Isaiah, Elijah, Jeremiah. And then he looks at Peter and he says, Peter, who do you say that I am? Who do you say? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yeah. And he said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, Peter, but my Father who is in heaven. So to me, you dropped
amazing.
The mic. It is amazing, isn't it?
All people who think that Jesus is God, they're only saying that because they've been taught that, they heard it, and they held on to it. They don't believe it, and they don't know, well, they do believe it, but they don't know if it's true or not. They're just repeating what someone else said about, and they have no proof at all that Jesus is God. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah. So
that's that's a good point.
I appreciate you, man, and I thank you guys again for being here to point the one more thing.
All right.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
About the blasphemy thing, remember a girl called you yesterday, and I've been paying attention to you. This has been a theme of yours the last few months. This girl called you up, and she told you yesterday that she tried to help some girl on video, and the girl started making videos about her, and she was going to sue the girl. I don't know if you remember the call.
Oh, yeah, from Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, when she was saying that, and then you started talking about that blast, and I thought about the Christians. The Christians do that all the time. Instead of just being the light that points the way through being light, like it wasn't like if you wouldn't. I tell people all the time, you don't solicit me. You didn't say, Tori, let me help you.
Right.
I listened to you and I called you, and you said, and I asked you for your help.
Yeah.
So. What made me want your help was that you were being a light. You were looking like light to me. I said, dang, this guy got something that don't nobody else got. And I want that. I want to be like that. I don't want yours. I want my own, but I wanted God to give that to me because I had been walking around hearing a lot of other stuff.
I hope she's listening, man, because you're right on the money.
Yeah. So the Christians can't help nobody. They're not helping those people by telling them that they blaspheme, and they step back and be the light. If you live your life, nobody would be hating Christians. They would be like, those guys over there got a good life.
Thank you, man. I gotta take a break. Thank
all right.
You. We're going to cut us off. Thank you. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
Since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
ICE is reportedly using different tactics in red versus blue states, as they probably should. And by the way, I heard that Dean Cain of Lois and Clark Superman 90s fame, Fox News type of a guy, I think, is joining ICE. Pretty cool. Pro-illegal propaganda from Commie Nonsense Network and many other mainstream media. And even this liberal so-called mayor, black female, Karen Bass in L.A., and Trump is increasing federal law enforcement. Speaking of law and order, presence in D.C. That sounds nice because there's a whole lot of crime and blacks in D.C. And they need law and order. They're probably begging for it, the beautiful black people in D.C. And chikungunya virus, pardon my butchering of the name perhaps, from 50s like Africa mosquito, is now in China and elsewhere from historic rain and floods, I think maybe, humidity, standing water, moisture, bringing these mosquitoes, they're breeding, and it's spreading disease, and it can give like nasty, painful pain in your joints type of a crazy virus thing or whatever. I don't know, from the mosquitoes, you know? They are a vector of disease. And an historic Trump and Putin meeting may take place next week. Exciting stuff, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. They're building a huge bridge, or they want to, from Sicily, which is, I guess, an island off the coast of Italy, to mainland Italy. They are going to do it, maybe. Pretty cool. And they keep throwing sex toys, gross, onto WNBA courts. This is like the third time in a week I heard that they, according to Commie Nonsense Network, that they're doing that. You know, the Women's National Basketball Association or whatever. Just ignore it. Catch and ban them. See if you can enforce some type of public decency, public indecency laws against the suspect. Nice. And then you're done. And Cory Booker's talking all big. And by the way, Apple, I think, is investing in America again. Beautiful Apple, which enslaves the Chinese, according to some people. I don't know. I completely disclaim such claims, but that's what they claim. I disavow. This is the end of hour two already of Bible Thumper Thursday, August 7th, AD 2025. Happy Men's History Month. Speaking of men, it's the Men's Forum tonight, 7 p.m. at Bond, in person only, okay? It's not recorded, not streamed. You can't catch it online. But you can catch it in person if you're a man, and you can come into the L.A. Bond building, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Men's Forum's first Thursday, 7 p.m. Women's Forum's third Thursday, 7 p.m. here in Los Angeles. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, finishing the reporting on that shooting over at that Fort Stewart in Georgia. That guy, the suspect, Cornelius Radford, called Sergeant. He followed his colleague, with whom he argued or something the day before, to a maintenance area and shot him with his personal gun before opening fire on four other soldiers, according to authorities. If they're to be believed, which I tend to, the attack ended when other troops who witnessed the incident intervened. They had to tackle the gun male, not a gun man. He's a male, not a man, sounds like. All five victims in stable condition. Cornelius, with a Q-U-O-R, Nelius. Cornelius Radford, age 28, joined the Army in 2018. That's like seven years ago or so. As an automated logistical specialist. Though he had not deployed to a combat zone nor had any known behavioral incidents on his military record, Cornelius Radford arrested, I think he's black, for driving under the influence of like alcohol or pot or something, I don't know, in May. The Army Office, and that's allegedly, right? The Army Office of Special Trial Counsel currently in the process of drawing up charges, or maybe they just finished, I don't know. At the direction of President Trump, ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency agents been arresting hundreds of so-called immigrants, illegals, every day in the United and the USA. And it's beautiful. But the liberals are mad because they like illegals being here causing trouble. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, a mamma mia, a como tele vu, is like, what the? Is there anyone smarter than you? Is there anyone smarter than you? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would like to, but you're like, I can't. I got to go work out. I got to go to work. I got to, in some parts of the world, it's already Friday. I got to go to bed. So you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday, and every Thursday is, we love the Bible Thumpers. So every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Hallelujah, yeah. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday, a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Some of you may have heard about this attack down in Cincinnati, where according to the report, a white man was stomped and beat up by some blacks. And then a white woman was knocked out by the blacks, according to the story, where the woman, the female, spoke out on X. This is from WCPONX. The woman seen on the video getting punched in the face during a large fight in downtown Cincinnati spoke with the media for the first time on Wednesday. And here's what she had to say from WCPO. Watch this.
I'm here to talk about the future and how we can change it. These heinous crimes have to stop. And I definitely think that, you know, we We need more police officers, but like he said, you know, the judges who are just letting people out with a slap. The man who attacked me and might have permanently damaged me forever should never have been on the streets. The fact that he had just gotten out of jail previously for something he should have been in there for years. The biggest thing that I think really upsets me is the desensitization of humans where somebody, there's a brutal attack, attempted murder in front of you, and they all think, oh, cool, let me get my phone and record it. I truly hope that in the future there's some sort of bill to where somebody has to be prosecuted or at least fined if they don't call 911 first to save someone's life.
Where is the man, hate, that was attacked in that crowd? I don't even hear anything about him, just the female.
I don't know.
Where's
either.
The guy?
It's a fair question. I really don't know.
Do
I don't
you know Ace the Baby?
I haven't seen him at all. Why only ever saw him got this, knocked out.
Why they presented the female but not the man? The man was beat up too.
Who knows?
In a horrible way.
Have they talked about his state?
They haven't mentioned him. That I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, like if a tree fall in the woods, I'm not there to hear. It didn't make a sound. Maybe they mentioned him. I just haven't heard anything about the man.
Right.
Just the female.
He got way worse than she did.
Yeah.
I think.
They stomped him on the ground. There were a crowd of people kicking him. And a lot of black people seemed to be all over him.
But because it's a woman, maybe. And because the woman is more apt to speak up and run her mouth than a man.
And why does female start a movement?
Yeah.
Every time something happens to the female, they start a movement. I saw this one report where this white woman had a son, and when he was like 15 or so, he played football, and he had one of those heat fallout things.
Yeah.
I mean, and he died, according to the story, from the heat. Now she got a movement going on.
Yep.
How come every time they have problems, they start movements?
It's such a woman/liberal thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It reminds me of Michael J. Fox, not that he's a woman, but he just strikes me as a touch liberal. All these people who get these different diseases, they start becoming, make a movement out of it.
And they worship a disease like it's something.
Yeah.
What? No. Well, I haven't heard about the guy at all, just this female.
Yeah.
And he was treated much worse than she was. Also, I remember that guy, the Doge guy that was we reported on?
Yeah.
And allegedly he saw some woman, some people tried to attack a female, and he tried to save her or help her.
Edward Korestein.
And he was beat up, and they say he has a brain concussion. Some people are calling him a hero.
Right.
How you going to be a hero you get beat up with brain concussion?
Because
how's that heroic?
Only because he helped her out.
Ain't no hero.
They say that she
Remember
actually.
Remember, Trump said that man ain't no hero. He was captured.
He actually stopped the crime, according to what they claim.
Yeah, right.
He didn't stop the crime. He started a new crime. Actually, he invited the crime upon himself to stop the crime upon the woman.
Hero and not the word I think of.
He might have saved the woman. I'm just saying. I agree with you that it's perhaps he ended up hurting himself.
You come out with a concussion and that female gone with her life, that's not heroic. That's insanity.
They call him Big Something.
Big Ball.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Big Bump.
Right.
Yeah, 19 years old he is.
Yeah, poor guy. Now, if it's true he has a concussion and everything,
yeah,
his life is messed up.
I mean, you can recover from most concussions. I don't know how long-term they are.
He up there bleeding all night. And I ain't seen the woman yet.
Yeah.
She hasn't come out and
said. So is that black mob violence?
That's, yes. Were there black people that attacked him?
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, it's D.C. There's a lot of blacks, but I don't know if it were black.
But don't worry, Trump's going to put the army on the street.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That black female, so-called Mary, or do nothing, like Karen Bass.
Yeah.
In L.A. The crime is so bad in L.A. that, according to ABC News, a group of neighborhood in Studio City very nice area, Studio City, is were fed up with falling weeks of their mail being stolen. But they say they were finally able to catch the suspect. Watch this from ABC7.
Buddy, you like to steal mail? You like to steal mail? Yeah? You like to steal mail? Huh? 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 You like to steal mail? You like to steal mail, motherfucker?
Get the out of here. I'll stab you, bitch.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Where are you going?
Huh? Oh! Huh?
Help him out, dude.
He put on the exact same hat from the wanted poster. He had that exact same dumb look on his face, like, huh? He then got on the exact same scooter and had the exact same duffel bag. And the cops were like, are you sure? And I went, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, I can. He looked like Sloth from the Goonies, had a baby with Shrek, and that's what this man looked like. Big receding hairline, 6'4", just, I don't mean to do this. Well, make an example out of you. You push us long enough, we're going to make an example out of you. I was going to duct tape him to the telephone pole, but the police were like, no, that's the...
Crime is so bad in L.A., and Carrie Bass running around trying to protect the... Carrie Bass is a black female, quote-unquote male of L.A. She's running around trying to protect the illegal aliens. Every time Donald Trump sent the DIA over here, what do you call them people?
Ice,
baby, to pick them up. Carrie Bass hold a press conference. But she ain't doing nothing about crime in L.A. at all. Zero. We need more police. We need to bring back Bell's Bond. We need tougher law. This stuff will end. At least slow down, way, way down. And so the people in Studio City, they're like, you see, they're fed up with it. And the cops are not going to protect you. The cops, the few cops they have in L.A., they come after the person commit the crime. They show up when the person leave. It's like they're waiting around the corner and waiting until the person leave, then they show up. One last thing for right now. What do you think about death experiences? Do you believe that when a person die, that they draw... Or when people die, they draw closer to God? It's Baba Thumper Thursday. Do you believe they draw closer to God? Well, former professional MMA fighter Ben Askren.
A-S-K-R-E-N. Askren. No.
Askren says when he woke up after being in a coma for 45 days, he immediately decided to become a Christian after refusing for 15 years. Watch this from X.
How has this changed you mentally, spiritually? Anything like that?
I woke up and I decided I was a Christian. So that's crazy. I went with my wife to church for 15 years because that was part of the deal. I said, hey, I'm not a Christian, but I'll support you. And it was really weird when I woke up. I'm like, I got to do it, you know? So that was kind of weird. And it's so much gratitude for everyone who's helped out. And it's kind of wild to me. I was always like, in my head, and I think this is true, I was a very controversial figure, you know, where so there were some people who loved me, but there's also some people who really didn't like me also.
Sure.
And I haven't had a negative thing said to me since I can remember. You know, it's been only positive. And just a lot of love from the community.
What do you think about that?
Me?
You. He woke up out of a coma for 45 days and became a Christian.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like when, like, the reality, if you will, of death comes, imminent death or whatever, sinks in, you get kind of, you feel like you better get serious. And you're go
like,
for,
oh, Lord, let me be a Christian.
And you go for the best that you know in your mind. And for him, that's Christian, which I can relate.
And yet be going to church with his wife, and you disappointed
her. Just support her.
And well, so he woke up from the coma, and all of a sudden he wanted to be a Christian.
So he's that guy who lost, like, a lot of weight, right? Because his, well, he, like, he almost
thin,
died.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but he looked pretty thin there.
Yeah. I'd heard a little bit about
so
him.
So did he only. Become a Christian because he felt guilty for not being with his wife all those years? Or did something happen while he was in the coma that said, hey, hey, you better be a Christian?
I would think that the prior suggestion would kind of contribute to him feeling like he needed to be that now.
And what good is it going to do him to be a Christian?
God only knows.
Oh, he knows.
He'll be nicer now, I guess.
He said that something like everybody being nice to him now.
I know.
What do you say?
Not a negative word's been said to him.
But you know, it looks like he's been anywhere. He's in a chair right now.
Yeah. People feel bad
it's
for
hard
him.
To say. I was about to say, it's hard to say something negative about the guy in the coma in the hospital bed.
They're going to say, oh, you poor thing.
Maybe we'll say something bad to him.
I give him on the fallen state. I wish him well, though.
Yeah.
Amazing. I wish him well. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Jose out of California. Jose, you are on the air. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month, Jason.
Thank you. First time caller out of California. All is well.
I have a question. How do you feel about what's going on with Donald Trump and, you know, how men are reacting to, you know, society right now?
I think that what manner of man is this, the wind and see, and the world obeys him. I think they call him king. I think he is the great white hope. And so the world have no other choice but to worship him because he's doing an amazing job and he's influencing the world. And he realizes it has nothing to do with him, but something else that's driving him. It's amazing.
So what I'm trying to say is, do you think he's making men stronger, you know?
No, because no one can make another person stronger or weaker. But his nature, his light, the light in him, is influencing some men to take a look at themselves and wake up.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing.
All right, thank you. Amazing, Jesse. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Jose. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Ohio, James out of Ohio. James, you are on the air.
JLP.
Amazing.
Jesse Lee Peters. Amazing.
Peterson. Yep.
Yeah, Peterson. And, yeah. You know, that also stands for... Jesus loves people also.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, it don't just apply to one. It applies to all, you know.
Right.
And that's assuming that we're, in fact, talking about true people as we're dealing with so many demons in the world nowadays.
That's
know?
For sure.
You talking about the great white hope? I don't know. I'm not going to call anybody king except for one king who is in heaven, you know.
Well, he is king. But,
well,
did you know that Donald Trump and King, they have rallies and things calling him king?
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate that they're doing that, you know, because we only have one king. Well, we only have one king.
But
and that's our Lord and Savior.
Why is it unfortunate that they call it Donald Trump king when he is king?
Well,
they even call him daddy.
Well, no, I definitely wouldn't call him daddy neither.
What was that organization?
The EU or NATO or something?
Yeah, NATO, one of those places, they call him Daddy.
Yeah, it's too bad.
The president is called the Great White Hope. He's called King. He's called Daddy. He's called Amazing and Wonderful. What else do you need?
Well, if we would release the list, you know, that would be a start right there, you know. Now, listen, if you look at my channel, which I
what
give
list?
Up on.
What list?
Don't put
out your channel, man.
The Epstein list.
What about the list?
If he would get on to him and let the Jeffrey Epstein list, you know, be released, and give us the information, you know, then that would be a start. You know?
What good would it do you to have that information?
Well, the only reason why that I was mentioning my channel, it wasn't to promote that because I give up on it.
What good would it do you to have that list?
Well, the truth.
What truth?
The truth that the people deserve. You know, when you have one child suffering, the Bible.
So
God,
what does the Epstein list have to do with the truth or the Bible or God?
Well, the truth shall set you free, you know.
How would knowing who Epstein has sex with make you free?
No. Because when you have politicians that's claiming to know God and that they're going to lead the country in a better direction, and they're doing such foul and evil stuff as being on that list.
What politicians said they claim to know God?
Trump claims to know God, but yet you're talking. Your great white hope said that he had nothing to repent for. Which, if you read the Bible even tells us that all of us is filthy rags.
I want to come back to the list. You, James, first time caller, Ohio. You want to see the list that they said there's no list, to be honest with you, but we don't know about that. You want to see the list for what reason?
Well, it would show us the truth these people, the people that are supposed to be, you know, taking these oaths of office, supposed to be representing us, you know, like your king, the great white hope there. He's a representative. He's not a king.
What good would it do you to see a list of people having sex with other people? What good would that do you, James?
Well, but it's not a list of people having sex with each other. I don't know about that yet. But why would you cover up any information or keep any information from the people?
What good would that do you, James, to see that list of people having sex?
To know the truth.
What truth?
To know the truth.
What good would that do you?
Well, because I want
that.
What good would that
do you to read a list of who these people have sex with?
If you'll let me answer.
Okay.
If they would release the names and stuff like that, we could investigate it. Then we would know whether or not whoever that's supposed to be our representatives are truthful or not. Otherwise, we're just going down the same path that we're on now. I mean, you have people lying, or they'll just give you
what they want. What good will it do you, James from Ohio, to know who those folks had sex with at the party?
Because I would be more informed to make a better decision about who to prosecute for harming children.
But what do you mean harming children? Those people that were there, they went there by choice, not force.
Okay, I'm not understanding that, Jesse.
So no one, according to all the reports, no one was forced to be there. So why does that concern you that other people decided they wanted to go to Epstein's house to have a fun party?
Well, Jesse,
why is that concerning you?
Well, if you want me to answer, I'll answer. Because if you're talking about a minor who was taken somewhere, I mean, you can convince a minor of many, many things. of many wrong things.
But what does that minor have to do with you, though? Whomever minor that was, they were there still by choice.
Because the Bible says that it's better to have a millstone tied around your neck and to be thrown into the ocean and drown as to steer one of those little ones astray.
They weren't talking about sex, man. What the?
What Nobody's
good,
talking about.
Because of time, James, what good would it do James to read that list about people who had sex and had a fun party?
Again, because we're supposed to watch over, you know.
You're not
Am I not my brother's keeper?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
You well, are not it, your brother's keeper. So what good would it do James out of Ohio to know the name of those people who went up there and had a good time?
What good would that do you, James? Well, the same kind of good as what it does us.
What good would it do you to know who was at that party having an amazing fun?
Well, because if I am spending my money, my tax money, to pay for these people who are supposed to be protecting the children, and I find out that they're not, then they ought to be prosecuted.
Then every Democrat should be prosecuted in it, right? Because they need a border wall.
Amen. Or Republican. Either one.
Which concern you more, Epstein party or the open border and the crime that's happening in America today?
Now, say that again.
Which concern you most, Epstein's party, where people went to the house voluntarily, or the open border where illegals are coming in?
I'm not worried about the ones that went there voluntarily, as in the
Well, nobody was handicapped.
I'm talking about why would it be so secretive if, you know, there's
not your business.
Children there. It's our business. How is that your business? If there's children, were they your children? Absolutely. All my children were there. If there was any children there, they was mine.
James, your kids were there?
All of them. If there was one child there, they was mine.
James, were your kids there?
Absolutely. I've told you several times.
So you want to know who you was it your son or your daughter?
All of well, I, there was daughters and sons.
Were your
from
son or your daughters there?
Well, actually, I want to make sure that they wasn't
James,
there.
Was your you son know? Or your daughter there?
Yes.
Which one?
I don't know how many times I can. Any of them that was
which
there.
Which one of your kids were there? Your son
you know
or your daughter? James, I got to worry about it.
Hold
on,
I'll answer. I will answer you.
Which one of your kids were there, your son or your daughter?
If we can release the
I got to go,
list.
James. Thank you, buddy. Super chat. Super chats.
Jim in Alaska says, yes, the Army base, you cannot bring your own weapons where he works.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Blunt Wit says, they won't do this with sand-licking Islamists. Now I'm angry. Look out, world. Lord, have mercy. I think he's referring to the blasphemy of Jesus Christ superstar.
Amazing.
Where's our Muhammad superstar?
That's right. They won't do that, I bet.
Ten coffees from Eric. When I recognized the devil was preventing me from doing the silent prayer, I understood the difference between knowing and thinking. It's a spiritual war between knowing and thinking.
Amazing. Stay with it.
Anthony says a lot of fat people in so-called food desert areas. You heard the term food desert before? That's where black people live, in food deserts, because you can't get healthful food, they say. Anthony says, here comes the sun. Beatles, amazing.
Thank you, amazing.
Nancy Pelosi hired two illegals to hold her face up, alleges Anthony, without evidence.
Yeah, amazing. I don't know anything about that, but thank you.
Two illegals found hiding under Maxine Waters' wig. I don't know if that's true either.
What? No.
I hadn't heard that one. Lin Yen Chen says, dim experts. He's calling your experts dim. God's will is be still and know, says Lin Yen Chen.
Yeah, how you know that?
He doesn't explain. It's just a super chat.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
David says, love you, Jesse, but how can BB still be on the dream team after all the mess he made? This is not a good look, and he is making America look weak.
Well, it's not his fault that you make America look weak. If that's true. That's not his fault. That's why he part of the dream team. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Thank you.
Very cool. Kale. Oh, we better read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chat. Your phone calls and super chat. Back in a moment. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and on Scratch Off on Pill.net.
Don't overreact.
Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. You don't want to miss it. Oh, Lord, not yours, Lord. From 9 to 11 after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. You think the Great White Hope has energy? The American Baby had to rest. God gave it to him. All the energy that he didn't give to Trump, he gave it to the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby is a pilot. He learned how to fly on Google. Does it get any better than that? From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then after that, a brand new episode tomorrow. Then the Men's Forum tonight at 7 p.m. It's the first Thursday night of the month. Men's Forum. And then at tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, 11 a.m. on Friday, a brand new episode of The Fallen State. I had an interesting discussion with Jamie Date. Jamie is a men's dating coach. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you surprised that men will listen to a woman about dating?
There's definitely a large group of men out there that only want advice coming from a woman. If men are hunters, what does that make women?
Hunties.
False. We are gatherers. We gather information about you.
That's for sure. Would you ever date or marry a man that would tell you his problems?
I'm dating one right now.
What a beta. You wouldn't work with a man that know that there's a right way to do this?
You would never come to me to begin with.
I got you. TheFallenState.tv Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support The Fallen State right there on TheFallenState.tv. Become a member. And on Jesse Lee Peterson Locals, Jesse Lee Peterson dot locals dot com. Hey, you can do a local. Let me go quickly. Let me go to Oklahoma and talk to Ed. Ed, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All this well, Ed.
Awesome. I just had a couple questions about the silent prayer.
Right.
We spoke a couple months ago, and I finally started doing it about a month ago consistently. I noticed that when I start, you know, when I do it, it seems like the thoughts get worse in the process of it, and it makes it a lot harder.
Yeah.
To try to, you know, just watch thoughts, and then I start getting lost in thoughts even more sometimes. But I still try my best, you know, to stop that or to start watching them rather than, you know, getting lost in them. And I did look up on ChatGPT about that happening. And what it said, I just want to get your opinion on this. What it said is that they're not getting worse. What's happening is that you're just actually paying attention to what's happening and what's there all the time anyway. And it's more recognizable. Do you agree with that? Or
100%. You've been living in all of those thoughts all of your life. And you were not aware that you were living in them and listening to them and suffering. And because you identify with them, you call them you. And now that you're starting to wake up and the light of God is allowing you to see, he's bringing you out of all those thoughts and allowing you to see them so he can separate the real you from the not you, and they will disappear. They'll be taken away.
Awesome.
And so when you say all of those thoughts, just imagine you've been living with that all your life, calling them.
Oh, I know. No, I know. And to people that, you know, smoke weed, we spoke about this a little. I've noticed because I quit, I'm like a little over 13 months ago. I've noticed that when you smoke weed, it makes your thoughts a lot worse. It makes them more abundant. It's like, they snowball. They
yeah.
just go crazy, and it makes it way worse. So whoever's smoking weed, having thoughts, consider quitting it.
I've noticed, and I've heard it say from people who are on drugs and acid and all kind of weed and stuff, they think that they're closer to God. They think that they can see better when they're high, but they don't. And because they are deceived by those thoughts. But yes, Ed, when you see all these thoughts, be grateful that you can see and that the light is bringing you out of this darkness. You've been living there all your life, and they have always been there, but now you're starting to overcome if you stay with them.
Right. Okay. So I just want to make sure I'm on the right track. And
you
are. I'm want to make sure I don't get discouraged, because that's the last thing I want.
Right. No, you are on the right track. And the truth is working on your behalf. It's taking care of you.
Awesome. And here's the other thing. And one of your silent, you have a couple different versions of silent prayer.
Uh-huh.
That you listen to. On one of them, it's towards the end. It says, even if you were to like throw up or start shaking, just ignore it. Right.
Yes.
One thing I've noticed that starts happening when I'm doing it is I start yawning a lot, like probably 10 to 15 times during the silent prayer. Have
yes.
you ever heard that happening?
Yeah, your body may, you know, in living in that dark world of the imagination, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You've been living in hell in the dark world, and you've been stressed out, you've been worried, you've been overreacting. So now that you're starting to calm down, your whole being is starting to relax, so you're just overcoming the stress.
Oh, okay. That's exactly what ChatGPT said as well. I just wanted to, because it was so weird. I'm like, man, I understand. I wake up, do the silent prayer. I understand if I yawn, you know, maybe twice at the most.
No, your mind and body is coming down.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute, I'm just keep wanting to yawn. It's so weird. That was blowing my mind right there.
Yeah, but stay with it. You're doing fine.
Okay, awesome. Those are the questions I had. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ed. What is ChatGPT?
It's an AI.
AI?
Mm-hmm.
What the? Are you just referring to AI like that?
Yeah.
Isn't AI new?
Relatively speaking.
How come people are so into it already?
Because it's so cool.
I don't even understand what an AI is. It's some computer somewhere that some human being is programming to tell the folks whatever they want to hear.
Maybe. Something sort of like that.
Something. Daniel is out of Maryland. Daniel, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I'm sitting by the dock of the bay right now.
Watching the towel go away.
I've been listening to you for a long time, and I've heard people call in with this same scenario, and I kind of thought I was in a place where it wouldn't happen to me, but basically, like, I was at work, and out of nowhere, like, this beautiful girl that I work with came up to me and was like, I like you. I want to date you. You told me everything I wanted to hear out of nowhere. And I was all happy about it, riding on cloud nine for a while. And then one day, just like out of nowhere, she's like not into it anymore. And, you know, what girls do is they'll just like, you know, you just stop responding and all that. And then so I went from like cloud nine to just down and sitting by the dock of the bay.
Yeah.
And, I guess my two-part question is, one, do you have any advice for being in there around her? I have to be around her every day. But more importantly, like, you know, how do I get to a place where this doesn't happen to me again?
Number one, stop making anyone, and especially women, your God. And keep your mind set on the truth and not anyone or anything else, and you'll be fine. But let me ask, and so you're feeling pain?
Yes.
What type of pain you feel?
I guess physical a little bit, like the heart drop kind of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. And who is feeling the pain?
I'm aware that it's not me. But I certainly hadn't thought. I'm aware that it's not me. And I called you about another issue a while ago, and you asked me the same question, and I wasn't able to, you know, really put the answer on. But
speak up a little bit.
I'm aware that it's not me feeling the pain. I don't know what else to say besides that.
And so why do you say you feel the pain then?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
I know. Just because it's, I just identify with it, felt like it. Yeah. I don't know.
What I recommend, do what you want. You're not the pain. You're not the thoughts about the woman. You're not the pain. The pain is in your body, but you're not your body. And so why not be grateful that this situation with this woman brought this thing up in you so you could see it and just live with it. Don't call it you. Do nothing about it. Don't try to get rid of it. Don't try to resist it. Put up no fight. Live with it and let the Spirit of God remove that from you. And you would never have to go through that again.
Yeah.
Because it's this dark spirit, it's ego pain, the pain that you must die from if you want to be free.
Yeah.
It's not happening to you at all. So rejoice in it, live with it, don't resist it, and you'll be fine. I promise you.
So, by resisting it, you mean... listening to the thoughts or trying to distract from it.
Right.
Or, like, that's what you mean by that.
Listen to the thought or getting drunk or doing something to try to make yourself feel better or not paying attention to it, trying to deny that it's not there. You need to be aware that it is there. I do feel this pain in my body, but I'm not my body. I do have these thoughts about this woman, but I'm not my thoughts. Be aware of it. Don't deny that you are feeling these things and seeing these thoughts and put up no resistance. And I promise you, Daniel, this spirit, those spirits will be taken away from you. And the next woman you deal with, you will feel nothing about it. You can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Because it's just the ego having the pain, not you. Your ego's been hurt.
Yeah, no, I definitely know that to be true. So the initial excitement and everything about that, like
it was all ego.
You treat that the same way I should treat that the same way that I'm treating this is like the pain, right?
100%.
Yeah. That's almost even harder to do. It's harder to do that.
Because that pain doesn't feel bad to the body in the way that this pain feels. But it's the same pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you just want to be steady with God. You don't want to be up or down like that.
You want to stay present. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I guess there's no advice for this besides what you just told me, which is great. But just being in there with her every day, there's nothing. Just be normal. Just live life.
Go to work or wherever you are with this woman. Go to work. Do your thing. Don't try to kiss up at her. Don't try to please her. Don't be anything or anyone but yourself. And let yourself, when you see her and the thoughts say, oh, look at her. She's so fine. And you thought that you were going to have that, but you're not. And just be aware of that. Do nothing about it. Go about your day.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's all ego pain and it's not you.
Yeah. All right. I understand. Thank you.
You stay with it, man. Just stay with the silent prayer. And again, count it all joy when you're feeling the ego pain. Tribulations working patience in your life. That is what you must die from, the false self, so you can be free.
Wow.
And this situation is all they're doing is showing you what's in you.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be nothing else that can really do it the same way.
And be glad to know that and be glad to see it.
Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing. You stay with it. Don't give up because the truth is with you and it is working. And if you allow yourself to go through this without fighting, without resisting, I promise you on the other side is paradise. You got to go through hell to get to heaven.
So just a little quick question, and I'll let you go. Thank you for taking the call. Even something as small as, like, say I'm driving down the road, the thoughts come, whatever, and into a show. Like, should you not even do that? Like,
repeat you that. Just your phone went out. Like, I didn't hear you. You said
I'm driving down the road, and I feel the pain about this, and I turn on a show, and just listen to a show. Like, is something as small as that, like, should I literally just sit there and feel it instead of even doing anything else?
Feel the pain first, and then turn the show on.
Okay.
Don't turn the show on while you're feeling the pain, unless the show is already on and the pain come. You can leave the show on, but be aware of the pain while at the same time being aware of listening to the show. So you're paying attention to what's happening on the outside of you, and you're paying attention to what's happening on the inside. That's all you need to do.
I understand. Thank you so much.
You stay with it, Daniel.
I will. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chats.
I said sweet. Kale.
How can we get your daddy to leave you? He left your mama.
You can go to jesseleepeterson.shop. All right. So see if you can find it there. Nice.
Right on.
Kale says, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
I rest my case. Nice. Thank you.
Sion bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse and experts. Love you. Love sign language. Kiss with a heart. Have you tried pistachio butter with bread and Punchy's coffee? Mm-mm, good. You'll eat like Jesse's aunt.
I haven't tried it yet, but it sounds good. Thank you, and good morning to you, and we love you back.
Calvin from
Ohio. Love you, Sia.
Yeah. Calvin from Ohio, one example of God's will to help Derek. John 6:40, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. It's more a generalization for Christians, but personally, we can only walk in faith for God's will in our lives.
Baba Thumpa Thursday. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. A woman will 100 emoji destroy a man who wants a woman.
That's for sure.
Bobby Steele, five coffees.
Keep your mind set on truth and let the truth add. Thank you.
Rejoice always, says Bobby. Pray without ceasing and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18.
Thank you.
Yeah. Grateful prodigal. Big thanks to JLP and Bond Crew. Listening for many years. Dropping anger is the key. Good morning, y'all. I'll donate when possible. Thank you.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate your support and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And you can go to rebuildingaman.com/donate to make a donation or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. Thank you.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
Senor Bon Chevaux. Chevaux, whatever. Says David with a, which means, good morning, how you doing, Lord Goodhair, something like that. I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. When you cater to someone's emotions, you don't love them. You fear them, hate them. You follow deeper into the hell of imagination.
100%. That's deep. Thank you.
Jermaine, good morning. Jesse, Hake, Nick, Derek, Bill, and the rest of the crew. Jesse, what does it mean to die for your fellow man? As Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, a man lay down his life for his friends.
That you die from your ego. Wassa. Amazing. And be the light. Thank you.
Another from David. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Hello.
Oh, no.
Is me.
No, I think that's a different song.
I've been wondering if
can we move
all
on?
All this time, we can get together.
Pickle Bear.
To go over.
Jesse.
Everything.
Where does the great deceiver?
They say the time's supposed to heal you.
Get his thoughts.
I ain't done much healing.
Very generous, Pickle Bear.
Hello. How is you? Thank you, Pickle Bear.
Do you know where the great deceiver gets his thoughts?
From hell.
Anessa says, hi, Uncle Jesse. I think it's time you come visit the 51st state here in Canada. Toronto, to be specific. Canadian flag emoji.
I am on my way. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App supposedly went back to Russia, the man, Cincinnati. I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
AB, if Jesus is not God, why does he never rebuke people for worshiping him? Nor does he rebuke those like Simeon Peter, who called him God.
He does what he'd be like. Don't call me that. I am not God. My Father sent me. Don't worship me. It's the same. The greater work shall you do as I do. I mean, you're going to do greater works than what I've done. My Father sent me. He never called himself God.
Fazul, Father, all-powerful, Satan, smoke and mirrors. Thanks, JLP.
Thank you.
Amp Hands gifted a subscription on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there because
we'll read more later, guys. Thank
you all. Thank you all. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to... Is Derek out there? Jamil, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir.
All is well. I love you, but I got to admit, I think you're wrong on this Epstein thing.
What do you mean?
I think that we as taxpayers, like if government officials and government politicians were participating in anything illegal, I do think we have the right to know about that. And now, does it improve my life?
Right.
Personally, no.
What good honestly, would it do you to know about a great party?
I wouldn't call it a great party, but what
but
good
the people that were there, I guarantee you, they call it a great party.
Well, maybe not the minors, but the adults. I don't know.
Minors.
Well, what he was, what Maxwell and also
what
minors? Epstein, they were convicted of human trafficking minors.
What was it? What minors?
The minors that were part of the were in the island.
Which minors?
The random children that were in the island.
But how old
were they? I don't want to keep getting caught up on that.
How old were they? How old were they?
Under 18.
How do you know that?
I don't
want
to keep getting... Because that's what Ghislaine Maxwell is sentenced for. That's one of her...
Did you know that in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, girls 15 considered to be adult and were allowed to date and do have babies and get married and everything?
Right. Well, in the good old days,
was that a minor in those good old in those days? Was that a minor?
Well, in those days, they didn't consider it a minor. No.
Right. No, so they changed the rule, and they decided 15 is a minor. They let the parents make that decision, not somebody else.
Right. But I hear you talk about Muhammad at times.
Who
is
Muhammad?
It's just a conversation. The Islam guy that got a revelation. He had a 9-year-old. He had like a 9-year-old wife or something. But I heard you talk about that.
Who had a 9-year-old wife? I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry, Jamel. Who had a 9-year-old wife?
Muhammad.
I don't know Muhammad.
Yeah, you do.
You mean how about Elijah Muhammad?
How about Elijah Muhammad, the black guy? He had all those young girls pregnant too. I heard you talk about that.
The guy over the
Nation of Islam guy,
but that has nothing to do with me. And that is the problem of those families. And it had nothing to do with me at all.
It had nothing to do with you, but you still brought it up in conversation.
Because it was a news item. That's why I brought it. But listen, Jamal, call me again. You're going to cut us off. Call me again about this. I am out of time. You want to throw in some super chat?
Sure.
Okay, real fast.
Over on... Oh, man. Pardon me. Sergio says, answer the BQ just like last week's answer. There is no me to compare. Earth is not a spinning ball. Derek is right. Shout out. Thanks, hands emoji.
Thank you, Derek.
Sergio.
Thank you.
Lin Yan Shin says, I know because being still is foregoing imagination, living at one with the will of God for you and your life. You tricked another super chat out of me, he says.
Thank you.
Lord of the Pies, two questions. Which one of the experts would last longest in prison? Which the most likely to enjoy it? I don't know. I feel like Nick knows how to make fun out of anything. Eric, five coffees.
Thank you, by the way.
It's not what happens that creates suffering. It's what you believe that creates suffering.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, the ego turns the TV on to distract itself from thoughts. The ego fears itself, so it seeks comfort in the world.
Absolutely.
And thank you to the top contributors, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters. We got to end there.
Yeah, we got to end. Thank you all so much. Philip out of Missouri. Randall, first time call out of Tennessee. Brady out of Arizona. April out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. I am out of time. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday / Black Friday. Stay with it, folks. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.